Amakomos. We're trying to figure out, and Gemara tries to figure out how you get the idea of 10 tefachim for the minimum size of the height of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah. So they learned it out from the Aron being 9 and the Kaporis being 9 tefachim and the Kaporis being 1 tefach, the total of the 10. We explained how that constitutes a separate issue. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down only that far and no further, etc. And the question, how do we know that the Kaporis was a tefach? Doesn't say that in the Chumash. The Chumash says that the Aron was 9 tefachim. It says, the height was Amavachetzi. So, okay, Amav is 6 tefachim. So, Amavachetzi is 9 tefachim. How do we know the size of the Kaporis is a tefach? So the Gemara had that a number of different, we had different things we learned from the Misgeres was a tefach and so on. So then the Gemara says, on the first wide line of Ayam and Aleph, V'nelef mitzitz. Why do you learn it out? Why do you learn it out from the Misgeres, which was a Misgeres was a tefach. Misgeres was a border. The Misgeres, it says in the Chumash, Misgeres tofach, Sisal Misgeres tofach saviv, tofach a tefach. So that we know, and that was the least of the smallest or the least of the least significant, so to speak, of the kelim. So therefore, the kapor is not going to be less than that. It's a minimum of a tefach. And the Gemara then asks, "Neilut mikelim gufayos tefach or lo tefach?" We spoke about that last time. So the Gemara says now in the first wide line of Haman Aleph and Haman Tzitz, the Tanya Tzitz, what is a Tzitz? Of course, it's the head plate or the head, the piece of the Kohen Gadol wore. The Tanya Tzitz Doma Kamin Tashel Zov was like a golden plate. Baruch of Beis Atzbos was only the width and was the height, in effect, was Beis Atzbos, was two fingers worth. Mukav Mozen LaOzen, okay, went from ear to ear. But Kosol of Beis Shitin had two lines of writing. Yud, and hey, the Shem Hashem, the full Shem Hashem, Milmala, on the first line, the words Kodesh Lamed, Kodesh Li, Milmata, that's what it says in the Chumash, then it says, V'itachtoa Alechem, V'itachtoa, Chos, what's the Lashon, the Pesach, Kodesh Lashem, V'itachtoa Pitrechosom, Kodesh Lashem. So it has the phrase, Kodesh Lashem, but according to what the Gemara says over here, the words Kodesh, the words Kodesh Le was at the bottom, and the Shem Hashem was at the top. That's what it looks like. That's what the Gemara seems to say over here. Okay. Amar Belezer Yose is a side point. Ani Risi Baromi. Right. Belezer Yose was once in Rome, and he saw in the collection, I guess now in the Vatican, the collection of Kalim from the Mikdash and so on, he saw the Chazal Kodesh Hashem B'shitacha. I thought the whole phrase was on one line. Okay. But anyway, that's not the major issue that the Gemara brings up here. The Gemara brings up here is because it was Rochav Dalet Etzbos. I'm sorry, Beis Etzbos. It was that was the size of it. So why don't we learn from the Tzitz that was also maybe the size of the Kaparis? So who says it was a Tefach? It was only 2 Etzbos. Okay, as Rashi says, kind of in the middle of the Rashi's, V'nelech Mitzitz Shehu Mu'ot Mizgeres. The Tzitz was smaller. It was less high, not as high as the Mizgeres. Okay. Kodesh Lamed Milmata Garcin, we'll get back to that. Ani Risib Romi Shechnisu La'ot Samev Lemin Bila Beben Tamal Talmiel. The story of Maseches Megillah, which I printed on the page, if you have a chance to read it, we'll go through it. That he saw was in Rome because he was in the treasure house of the king of the emperor and he saw all the stuff there. So the Gemara says, why don't we learn from the Tzitz? Now, by the way, I don't know, I'm just throwing out. Is it Daraisa? Is that a din Daraisa? That Tzitz was two Beis Atzbos? I'm not sure. You know, the implication is when the Gemara says to learn from it, we should. It doesn't say in the Chumash, that's for sure. Because what Gemara will say in a second. But the implication is that's really the Shir Daraisa. It was only Shir Darabonan. I'm not sure that the Gemara would say that, you know, we should learn the Kaporis height from that. You know, those are Zeron. Huh? Right. So, which is problematical, right? That's a question. All right, what did we learn from there? Okay, so we learned also that last Tosus. Okay, that's an interesting question. I'll maybe come back to that. But in any event, but the point is, the Tosus just emphasizes it doesn't say so in the Torah. You know, it could still be Halachos Shvisinai, it could be other things. But anyway, just a side point. But getting back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, we don't want to learn from the Tzitz. Why not? The Gemara says, because Donan klimi klibe, donan klimi tachshit. Okay, we want to learn that the kaparos is part of one of the klei hamikdash. The t- Tzitz was one of the big day kahuna. It was a tachshit. It was a, something, you know, a decorative item that a person wore, that the kohen wore. Okay, tachshit, right? So the malbush l'adam. Right? One of the big day kahuna may have different rules than the klei hamikdash himself. Ain't done to clean the tachshit. Okay, end of that. Then the Gemara says, v'nelech mizer. Okay, mizer is like a crown. It was like a crown, I don't know what the right word would be, like a ridge that was around the Aron, around the inner Mizbeach, and around the Shulchan. Okay, beside the Mizgeris. There was purely decorative. It was a, it looked like it had the, you know, kind of went up and down like a crown, you know. So that was around. And we should learn from the Zer, right? Dharamar, Zer Mashu. Okay, and how big was that Zer? The Zer was the size of a Mashu. And that, you can't give the answer, that it was, well, you don't learn out the kli from the tachshit, because the zer was part of the kli hamikdash, it was part of the aron, it was part of the mizbeach, it was part of the shulchan. So you can't say there was one of the big day kahuna. That's what it says, a different answer. Don a kli mekli, ain't don a kli mehekshir kli. The zer wasn't really an independent kli, it was a hekshir kli. Okay? So yachi mizgeris nam is hekshir kli. So how do we learn off the mizgeris? The mizgeris also is only a hekshir kli, and it wasn't necessary for the actual building of the shulchan. So Mizgeris Nami Hekshir Kli Hu. So just a moment. Yeah, because Mizgar Talamayta Haisa, because it wasn't, didn't support the table, it was kind of on the bottom. Okay? So more now it says the machlokas and menachas hani klamanda mizgar talamato. So I hekshir kli hu, yeah. And Ladon and Dover should not nit should nosno but Torah Mida mid Dover should not sub a Torah Mida. Well Khutzitz was there, shall nosno and Torah Mida Klaw. Okay. Again, the Torah didn't give any measurement. Ptosis points out something. I think the Rambam would seem to disagree, but okay. But the point is, either way, it's not written in the Torah for sure. Okay. So Mizgeris Nami Hekshir Kishut Shulchan. Who says Derek? Who says Rashi? Let's look back. I'm sorry. Let's see Mizer. Zer Shel Aron Oshem Gvech Oshem Mizgeris Zer Oshem Mizgeris by the Shulchan. Zer Eino Kli Elo Tikun Kli Lekashta. It was just for decorative purposes only. You know, for what do you have? Like sometimes you have in a. Well, even here they have what they call molding or whatever.
Yeah, crab mold.
What's the crab molding, huh?
Cornice.
I don't know, but over here, it's right in the room, where you have crown molding. You know, make it look a little. Other rooms have it at the very top or the bottom sometimes. Not here, they have just rubber bunch. But sometimes people have a decorative thing. So that's what it was like. It was just for decoration. So, yeah, so the question of Lamata Hai, so where was this, Ms. Garris doesn't say. So regular Hai, so Nasuna Barosh, Madafa Shulchan Murun Cholov. That's the question, where exactly it was. We went around, and then the Shulchan was on top, but it was a lower down again, Machlokas, Rashi, Menochas. But Mike, I'm right, you know, not Ms. there, but if that was, if you're learning from, you know, from the Ms. Garris, which is also only a secondary thing, so you learn from the Zer also. The answer is because we want to learn from something where the Torah specifically gives you a shear. Okay? Kind of a fairly simple Gemara. But I wanted just to go through today, and again, I hope there's a soul of my Makomos, on this idea of the tzitz, because how exactly were the words Kodesh Hashem written on the tzitz? Okay? So, there's a parallel sugya, which I have in the source three, a parallel sugya in Shabbos, Sama Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara also quotes this very same Brisa. Well, Tanya tzitz kamin tashul zav arochos tez bolos umukav bozon ozon rekasu v'shtei shitin yud hei l'mala v'kodesh lamed l'matra. Rabbi Elazar Rios said, we see b'romim because of kodesh Hashem v'shitach. The same Gemara in Shabbos, Sama Gimel Beis. We take a look in Rashi over there, I printed it to us for. In my Gemara, it's printed on the side of the page here, Pnei Rashi. You know, on the top left-hand column, I don't know all the Gemara's have that, but it doesn't matter, I printed it for you. Okay, Rashi says, there in Shabbos, Sama Gimel Beis. Rashi here doesn't talk about it. Whatever the reason, but Rashi in Shabbos does Sama Gimel Beis Yimasvo Yud Hei Malah Kodesh Al Mata Klomar Hashem Sholem B'Shito Yona, the full name. Even though it only says here Yud and Hey, it means the same Shem Avay Yud Kevav. Okay, that's the next year, but it means the full name of Hashem B'Shito Yona on the upper line of the tzitz. The Kodesh Lamed Kodesh Le B'Shito Tachona on the bottom line. Why would you do that? It's not appropriate that there's something that should be higher than the Shem Hashem on this garment. The Shem Hashem, the full Shem Hashem, the Shem of Forash, was written Yud Kei Vav Kei. So not coveted, but other letters should be higher than that. As a side point, you know, that's why the Kohen Gadol is not supposed to stick his hands higher than the tzitz. Okay? Because as a Shem Hashem. Nothing's higher than the Shem Hashem, so to speak. But in any event, that's the... That's the Rashi over there. But then Rashi says, okay, the two lines, okay, they can't have anything higher than the Shem Hashem. Now the Rashi quotes, Rabbeinu Halevi, one of his Rabbeinu Halevi Shona, Kodesh Hashem Milmato. Now that's clearly some sort of a Kodesh Hashem Milmato. Okay, and then Rashi says, he, it's the same thing. And the next Rashi, Ani Risi Baromi, Shenichas Otsu Amelach Lito Mashiach, Lito Mashiach, Zemzef Me'ilah, we'll see that later, Maise Ben Talmud. So you have, I print on the back of the page, the Mesoris Hashas. Okay, Mesoris Hashas. There in Shabbos, that's what it looks like, the bottom right hand page, right? So you have the Rashi, and where the asterisk is, it says what Rabbeinu Halevi meant was, Kodesh, look at this, Mesoris Hashas is on the side, the small print. Kodesh Milmata and Lashem Milmala. Slightly different than Rashi says. Rashi himself says that it said just the Shem Hashem on the top line, but Kodesh Li on the bottom, Kodesh Lamed on the bottom. Rabbeinu Halevi, the way the Mesoris Hashas says is correct, is Kodesh Milmata, just the word Kodesh is underneath, and the Li and the Shem Hashem is Milmala. Kach Tzarech Lomar. Okay? That's the Rabbeinu Halevi. Now, what does Rashi mean by v'hi hi? It's the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing, right? The way Rashi said it, the lamed he usually means this is that. That's this. It's the same thing. But here it's not, because Rashi said kodesh li is on the bottom, kodesh and lamed and shemesh on the top, and according to the Ben Halevi, it's kodesh alone at the bottom and la Hashem at the top. What Rashi, I assume that what Rashi means is in both cases the Shem Hashem is on the top. That's the point. Shem Hashem is right on top of the word Kodesh. Whether the Lamed, okay, the slight variation, whether the Lamed also is on the top line or the Lamed is on the bottom line. But he means in both cases, the common denominator, okay, is that the Shem Hashem is on the top line, okay? And also common denominator is it's backwards in the way you read it, which we'll see the other Mishnah talk about, right? But that's because I think that's what Rashi means by the phrase v'hi-hi. It's not exactly the same, but it's the same in the sense that the word Hashem is on the upper level, with or without the lamed. Then it says in the Mesoris Hashas, V'chein kosa Rambam perek tes milchus klei ha-mikdash, v'gam girsa Yushalmi perek torf b'kalpi notekach. And it seems to be like that's the Yushalmi also. As you may have seen, I don't think that's the way the Yushalmi is mashma, unless he had a different version. Okay, with the Rambam, he's right. Let's look back at source 6. The Rambam says, Hilchus Klei Mikdash Perek Tes Halach Aleph Kesed Maaseh Tzitz Oseh Tashel Zov Rochav Shtei Etzbos. Okay, and Rashi says, the Rambam says Rochav Shtei Etzbos. You know, again, is that part of the? Does he agree with Tosfos that it's a Darbonon, or maybe it's a Daraisa, just not written in the Torah? I don't know. Okay, Umakiv Ozen Kosev Olav Shnei Shitin Kodesh Hashem Kodesh Milmato. Okay, and LaHashem Milmala. That's like the Rabbeinu Halevi says, the way the Mesoris Hashas fixes it up. It's exactly not like Rashi. The difference where the Lamed is, right? So there's two opinions now how the Tzitz was constructed. According to the Rambam, it said Kodesh on the bottom line, Le Hashem on the top line. Then the Rambam adds, Vim Kosro B'Shita Achas Kosher. Okay? Vim Kosro B'Shita, but you wrote it all on one line, Kodesh is Kosher. U'Pa'amim Kosro B'Shita Achas. And sometimes they would do it that way. Now that's kind of interesting. What's the Rambam driving at over there? What's wrong with driving at? Sometimes they would do it that way, really? If they're supposed to do it that way, why sometimes they would do it that way? So the Rambam says, at least b'di'eved, im kasher b'shitachas is kasher. The reason seems to be as follows. Here you have Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, right, who said he saw it in Rome. I mean, what is it? He's a liar? I mean, he's not telling the truth? I mean, you can have a machlokas, okay, between Tanoim, and extrapolating a pasuk. You can even have a machlokas whether something is Allah Moshe Misina. You can have a machlokas, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. We can have disputes about that. There's no problem. But when someone tells an eyewitness report, okay, it's a little hard to say, no, we just say, well, I saw it like that. Okay, so the Rambam, the way he gets out of this problem, okay, the way the Rambam gets out of the problem is by saying, sometimes you're talking to it that way. It's not really, it's better to do it this way for whatever technical reasons at some time. In other words, he's not disputing the fact that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi saw that. He saw what he saw. That wasn't the only tzitz in history. Okay, and maybe most of the time they did it, the Rambam says, but for some reason, sometimes they did it the other way. Okay, I think I, yeah.
In Misfara, it made sense because we said that Shem Hashem shouldn't be on shouldn't be below anything. So if it's on the same line, then
yeah. Right, it's not below anything. Enochrony, correct. No, there's no question. But I just think that the Rambam it definitely prefers or definitely accepts the Shita the other way, but you cannot simply dismiss the Shita or one of the Tanaim tells you what he saw. Okay? Now, and he saw it, you know, together with stuff in the Mikdash. I think I mentioned, you know, there's Machlokas Rashi and Tam, how to write the tune, you know, what the order of the Parsha is. Do we talk about this? No, we weren't here the week of the Parsha, right? So and I talk about the high school boys. So, according to Rashi, the order of the Parsha and the Tefillin is the order that appears in the Chumash. And it's not just Rashi, it's known as a Machlokas Rashi and Tam, but it's many people on both sides. So, Rashi says the order is then Shema, then Rahim Shamo. That's the order that's written on the one piece of parchment in the Shoyad. That's also the order that's written in the Shal Rosh, of four different compartments. Each parsha is put in its own compartment. The way that, from the point of view of the looker, okay, as you're reading it, you'll read it Kadesh, Kadesh, Rahim Kaviyacha, Shema, Rahim Shamo. It goes in that order based on the person looking at it. Right? Rabbeinu Tam and others say, no, the two, we switch Shema and Rahim Shamo. That the two Havayas and the two parshas begin with the word Bahaya, they're the ones next to each other. So it's Shema, it's Kaddish Kol Bahar, Bahaya Kiviyacha, Bahaya and Shema, and then Shema. Okay, Machlokas. So the Prisha, on the page of the tour, quote that they found in somewhere, in a Geniza somewhere, the Beis Yosef, they found in a Geniza someplace, it's film written in the order of Tom's way. They want to bring an old Geniza, they want to bring it, that was the Minigan. They say, no, there's no right for it. That's why they were in the Geniza. Because they were in the wrong way. So they made a mistake. So you have to be careful with these kinds of riots. But here it wasn't the Geniza. Here it was he was found with the Klei HaMikdash and so on. That's why I think the Rambam goes out of his way to say that it's kosher. And not only he said it's kosher, but Pa'amah he has to acknowledge that Pa'amah Kosub Shitach. Okay. Anyway, so the Rambam, so the Mesoros HaShas there in Shabbos is right. The Rambam has a little bit different than Rashi. He has the Lamed placed elsewhere. If you look in Tosfos by us over here, and I so okay, Aleph, so seven Tosfos, second Tosfos on the page. Kodesh, Lamed, Milmata, Yesh Rosh Milmata, Mamish. Okay, Milmata means directly underneath. Okay? But below Mistaber. Tosfos is disagreeing both with the Rashi and with Rabbeinu Halevi, who's like the Rambam. Because he doesn't like the idea that the word, whether it's Kodesh, Le, or Kodesh, he doesn't like it directly under the Shem Hashem. Why not? The Ein Zekeder Chuyoso. That's not how you read it. It's backwards. You know, so who looks at it? Doesn't, the Torah uses the expression you're supposed to write the words Kodesh Hashem. So that doesn't look like that when you see it on the on the tzitz in that fashion. Whether it's the Rashi's way or the Rambam's way, but it's a shelo kenegad yoso. Ela yeshofar zeh shelo kenegad zeh. They're not one on top of the other, but rather a third shita. Okay. Kodesh lamed betchilas shchita tachta shita tachtona. The shame Hashem b'sof shitol yona. In other words, you had it just like this. Okay? You have, it's true that the shame Hashem was on the top line. That we don't take away. But to have it like this, okay, wherever the lamed is, but to have it like this, looking like Rashi, that looks funny. But if you do it like this, the Tosfos proposes, it said on the bottom line, Kodesh Le, and Hashem up here. Hashem was on the higher line, but now it flows more smoothly in terms of reading. Right, that's the, and again, the Rambam, as we put the other sheet up, right, the Rambam was like this, right, so, but in any event, Tosfos doesn't like either one of those. Tosfos prefers that it should be like this, right, that it's a different, you know, that it'll read better, even though Hashem is spread the same line. That's how Tosfos says in Sukkah. And he's bothered because otherwise it doesn't read well. The Ritva in Shabbos, I printed a source, it's Tosfos in Shabbos on Tzal Gimel, but he says the same thing, right, although there he quotes an Erev in the top. Here by us, Tosfos doesn't say who the author, which one of the Balei Tosfos it is, just a Stam. In Shabbos, Tam Gimel Beis, Dira Maschel, B'chosav Olav, Tosfos says, Nero Ben Atam, Shachosav Yud Hei B'sov Shita Rishona, B'kodesh Le, B'tchil Shita Shnei, V'hashem Nikro Yofen, V'ein L'farash K'mashmo, Dim Kein Eino Nikro K'lchosav. So Tosfos is very bent at it, very convinced that it has to do with the reading. Okay, and the Chiddush, or just the added points from the Shabbos, Tosfos and Shabbos, it's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva there in Shabbos, again, Dimas of Chosel, Shne Shitim Yudhei, and Rav Hei, Mumala, Kodesh Lamed Mumato, Pirish, Shalom Yei Shum Dova Omen Al Hashem. Nothing should be higher than Hashem. But Rashi's Amal Farshi, Uksu Mamish Zelz there. Because Shalom Yei Rizal, Im Kein Hechni Kram, Kal Kodesh Hashem. Pirish Rizal, he has the name of the Ri. Okay, Tosfos the Ritva has the name of the reel. Okay, that kiyud kevav ke hayakasim b'sof shitol yona b'kodesh lam tchil shita tachtona ba'azah nikun yafa. Okay, now avol b'yushalmi, which we'll see, yushalmi nyuma nira yosik the Rashi. Okay, the kama hador kemelach hayosho agave katedra shalom. Katedra is like a throne, right? In other words, it's like the king is sitting on his throne. So that works out very nicely Rashi's way, right? The Rashi has. Bring the Rambam's way, you know, the Shem Hashem is sitting on his throne, so to speak, right? That's how you shall mean. Yeah, this will be Rashi, this will be the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Halevi, okay? And this is the Tosis, whether it's the Rabbeinu Tam, or the Reed, whoever, whichever the Balei Tosis it is, okay? So, the Yushalmi says the Ritua is much more like Rashi. The king sitting on his throne, right? Like a throne. The Yesh Lefar Shafir is there. But the Ritva is still bothered by the Kasha Tov, doesn't read well. So the Ritva says, Yesh Lefar Shafir is a kilo amapinim enam nikum kodesh Hashem. Kilo nichtim likros. What was it? It's a Sefer Torah? You have to read from it? You're not reading from it. It's not something you read. Okay? The Dibre Rizal, Yesh Lefar Shafir is a kilo amapinim enam nikum kodesh Hashem. Hashem lamalak leminach. The Ritva works out all this. There are two kashas. The kasha from Rashi's way is it doesn't read right. So he's going to answer that by saying what? So what? So what? Not leaning from it, not reading from it, not learning from it. And the Rishali, one by Shalom Rashi, so he says, all right, the throne doesn't mean it's literally on top. The throne is already, it's still on top. It's still on top. Close enough. Okay? Yeah. Now, one thing that we will also add to the next Torah Matzah, Kosov Kodesh Hashem, B'shita Achaz, the Rebbe Lezer and B'yosi saw in Rome like that, Perish the cave that called B'shita Achaz in Choshim Haya Hashem Michtav Me'uchar. Okay, but you were saying before, in other words, if you have a Rebbe Lezer, it should all written on one line, you can say, wait a minute, isn't something coming from the Shem Hashem? No, but it doesn't matter, it's not higher. Like a Pesukim L'chomish too, the Torah things are written before Shem Vayetav Hashem, so the word Vayetav Hashem is first. Right, so that's not a problem. Okay, and the Ritva says the same thing about us in Sukkah, over here, Dimas, and Nelef Mitzitz, and so on. He quotes Perish Rashi, that Yud-Hei-Bav-Kev is Momalo, so Rishona, okay, and Kodesh Hashem is on the bottom. By Nikra B'tov, Kodesh Hashem, Elohim, Kodesh Hashem, Klum. Abba B'Yushalmi, let's say, hold on. So it's saying, Abba B'Yushalmi, Pirish Rashi, no wait a minute. Pirish Rashi, Yud gave up Kehal Normal of a social journal Kodesh Le Barosh Shitashnia. He says that it's Rashi, that's not Rashi. That's Tosis. But Nikovitov Kodesh Kodesh Kuma Abba Birushalmi, Pirish Dvarm Kibushutan, Shomra Bahaya Dona Melacha Katedra Shalom, the Hain Iker, Shalut Zichel Leos Nagin, didn't have to be held red. The Kulam Shmos Kashem is Kodesh, the little Balaam is fine. I just noticed this, when it says Pirish Rashi, it's not the Rashi, it's not Rashi. Right, it's not Rashi. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Ritva, I have to look it up again. I just noticed it now. Pirish Rashi, you did that's Tosis, not Rashi. Okay. All right. The Aruch Haner by us here in Sukkah. Now I don't know. You know, he says it's again. The Ritva already said it in Shabbos. The Ritva does not say here in Sukkah. So Aruch Haner does. It ain't there, Derech Yoso. Lanias Daiti says Derech Haner, coming commenting on Tosu the Masul Kodesh. He says Lanias Daiti is Shazir Tala is Rashi and Kaver the Lola Shem Kriya Kosu Shem Kara Rakhla Noy Kusha. So Hakhi Yodesh Yes Shem Amala She came Rory Likos Derech Mala Bekodesh Mamatala Mala. Again, the Ritva already said it. The Ritva was in Shabbos. Maybe the Derech Haner didn't have the Ritva in Shabbos or whatever. But as a matter of fact, the truth is that the Chidush HaRitva that's printed by Moshe Rav Kook, the tan Chidush HaRitva, has more in it than the Masechta Shabbos than the old Chidush HaRitva I have at home, the original Chidush HaRitva on Moed, which has stuff on Shabbos, but it's not as complete. So I'm pretty sure. In fact, I wasn't even sure it was going to be in the computer. You never know which version they're using when they typed up in Bar-Ilan in order to print out on the sheets here. But that piece from the Ritva is not in the old. I'm just old fashioned. I always look everything up first in my other Ritva. I didn't find it, you know. So it could be the Aruch Haner didn't have that Ritva and Shabbos, didn't have that text. And that's why it makes the same point, Mechavim to the same point. Let's look at the Yushalmi. Shalom Yuma Paradal of Aleph, Tzitzah, Kosal, Kodos Hashem, Kodos Mamat, Hashem Amala, Kemela, Chiyoshua, Katadron Shalom. The Chavasay, Echad Mamat, Hashem, Mamala. The reason it comes up over there, and they got the same thing, Amrullah Yos, and even see Baromelo, Kosal, Shita, Achas, Kodos. The reason it comes up over there in Yuma is because it's talking about the Hagrola, the Seer, the Sar Lazozel, Lashem and so on and so forth. So one is Lazozo, one is Lashem. How do you write it? And so on. So that's what comes up over there. The Karban Eidah says, Kodesh Malat Hashem Lam, Shah Kosu Yud Behei Besof Shita Vishona, Bekodesh Lamed Betchila Shita Shnei, Venikri Yofa Kemela, Yoshua Kataron Shalom, Shah Shem Ulamala Min Halamed. Okay, the Karban Eidah says like Tosus. And he said that works out very well with the throne thing. It's like a throne. Maybe it was almost like a stepping stone to the throne, so to speak. You have like a ramp or some kind of a thing, and the king sits higher up. Usually there are steps to the king sits not on the same level as everybody else. The king is higher up, and they go steps, and maybe that's what he means. And it looks like a step, like Tosis way. It looks like a step. I'm just pointing out that Karban Eidah just says that the number Pashat, Tosis' way, and that works out with the language of Yushalmi. We thought that was Yushalmi's Shekel Kasha. My mashma like Rashi, but in any event, one thing is for sure: I don't understand the Masoros Hashas, because unless you learn the like the Karban Eidah, the Rishami, go back to the Masoros Hashas. Masoros Hashas says the Rabbeinu Halevi, which is the Rambam, the diagram at the end, and he says, and that's also mashma like that in the Rishami. I'm not sure we understood that. The Rishami is not mashma like the Rishami is mashma. At least according to the Rishonim, more like, you know, like Rashi's way. I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, which way you go. But if you go like the Karban Eidah learns in the Rishonim, then at least it makes a certain amount of sense. Okay? Pnei Moshe, because Rishonim's Lashon was Kodesh Momata, Vashem Momata. Now, it's true. It's not Mashmah. In other words, the source of Shas says it's more mashma like that in Yerushalmi, like this way.
Right? Are you saying it's the Lamed?
Yeah, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything with the Lamed. That's the whole machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Halevi. Okay, the whole machlokas between Rashi and the Halevi is where the Lamed is, right? So I'm not sure why the source of Shas there in Shabbos and Samuel Gimel says that the machlokas that the Yerushalmi is much more. Yerushalmi, again, look at the words Yerushalmi in 12. It just says. Kodesh Mamata, Vishain Mamala. If he doesn't tell you where the Lamed was, I'm not sure why
you think. Like, Pasha's Lamed would go next to the Shane.
I would think so, okay, that's true. But Rashi's, okay, you mean if you just, okay, in a Hanani. Maybe that's in it. I don't know, I just didn't see. Now, but the way the Karban Eidah learns the Yushalmi, it's not much at all. Karban Eidah understands the Yushalmi, mamish like Tosis, you know, so it's not much that way at all. Okay, now that's what I'm pointing out. All right, and then they say the same thing with the Pnei Moshe says, you know, like Melech Hashem al Katagron, okay, and the Chavosei, Masha Kosh al Goral, Hashem al Kosh al Chamamato, Hashem al Mal. Okay. Anyway, that's the issue there. So it's a side point. I printed the Gemara in Me'ila, a strange Gemara. Okay, it's all my Shadim. Okay, there's a Gemara in Me'ila that Yud Zayin and Beis. That Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi were going to Rome, and they met a certain shade, Yotzu Lekrosso Bez Me'ila Yud Zaner Beis, okay? Yotzu Lekrosso Ben Tamalion. Rashi says, shade, Shekarna Tahar, I don't talk about shade now, but whatever, some type of a demon, okay? And he asked him, Ritzoncha Avoy Machem, should I come with you to help you guys? You're going to Rome, they were going on tricky business. You know, it was always, quite a number of times you find in Shas that certain of the great Tanaim had to go to Rome to plead the case to the Jewish people before the Romans were not known for kind treatment to the Jews. So the Gedolim would go and try and, so this was one of those missions. And apparently this Ben Tamalion, wherever he is, this is a shade, offered to help. And Bachar, Shimon Rav, Mashivcha, Shabbos, Abba, Nizam, Lamalach, Shalosh, Palmim, Vanilo, Palmachas, Yoba, Nes, Mikom, Mokom. You know, he was crying because, the Shivcha, my grandfather, meaning Hagar, Shivcha Zahram, she saw Malachim three different times, you know, when she was running away from Sarah by the well, right? Be'er Lachairoi, you know what I'm talking about? Right? Hagar met. This Tosis, I printed in source 17, the Tosis Mili, Zahra Beis, is like Rashi tells us, you know, that this is not Kasha, it's just explaining the Gemara. Okay? So let's look at it for a second. 17. Yotzel Ikroso ben Tamalion. Oso who shakarn lamtuch belaz, some sort of a shade. O kamotino cotton who rugged ben Hanashim with Slotsman. Caused trouble for women. That's a shade, was a troublemaker for women. But Amar Ritzon Kam Obamachem. Yadai Yavones. Let me come with you and the Nase will help you out. Reb Shimon, so Bach Reb Shimon, Shivcha Shulis Avon is down on Malach Shalosh Pomim, Al Haga Amar Kain, Kedisir, Malach Hashem Shalosh Pomim, Malam Shalosh Shalosh Malachim, Ani Lo Pam Achas, Ani Eini Roy, she's down on even once, okay? I just have this guy, he's not a Malach, okay? Yobon Eish Mekomach, Mekloma, Yobon Eish Mekomach, Why Yedei Hed Yod Zeh, okay, what can I do? I'm not Zoche as much as Hagar is to see Malachim. Right, he was depressed. I'm not Zoka the same way Hogar. She saw Malachim three times. I don't even get one. I just get this shade offering to help. But anyway, what happened? So go back to the Gemara. So the 15. Kodim hu ol bebar to the Kesar. This demon went, you know, traveled ahead of them. He flew on ahead and to Rome. And he went into the, he possessed, so to speak, the daughter of the Caesar, the king's daughter. Kimata Hossan, and the king was very upset about it because the daughter was possessed. Okay. As Rashi says there in 16, all the part of the case of Nishtaga, she went crazy. She was tzaka, she was screaming. The Omer is hobbily of Shimon Yochai b'chol shav idach kulin farajad. This is a call for Shimon Yochai. Anyway, what happened? Let's look back in the Tosis over there. Okay, he says that she went in halachu l'tnei v'nichnas beguf bas kesar. At the end of that Tosis, Omer and Tzomchem kimoto los b'shur v'lezer amalo ben tamar tzei. Okay, he said, Ben Talon, get lost. And people thought, oh, they were dominating for her and so on. Okay, so he got rid of the shade, so the king, the emperor, was very grateful that his daughter was now back to normal. Okay, and he realized that these two rabbis were the ones who made it happen. So, Omar Lahon, when it came to Karlu, enough of Azza, he left his Ben Tamayon, his shade. Omar Lahon, She'ilu Koma de Islacham Mishal. You can ask me any, I'll give you anything you want. I'll grant you anything you like as a thank you for your, for helping cure my daughter of this temporary insanity. So I went in, I lit a little Ginze, Lishko called the bow. Okay, so they were allowed to take from the treasure house whatever they wanted. They came inside. Ashko Ahu Igra, they found a certain box or whatever, okay. Shaklu of Karua, they opened it up. Behind the Velezabus, I need to be Roman, have a Kamatipe Domin. That's the Gemara that the Velezabus, he saw the curtain. There's a Machokas and Masechus Yuma when it says that they sprinkle the dam on the of the Sora and Asa Bifnim on Yom Kippur. Was it on? It says Lifnei Kaporis. Mean on the Kaporis or in front of the Kaporis? Machokas. I saw it in Rome. It had drops on it. Right. So that's the sugi in Yuma. So the same Rav Yossi said over here. I saw the tzitz also. But that's the historical occasion, which that was about. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara there when he says Ani Rosi was talking about the parochas, not the tzitz, but it's the same mice. Okay. Now, let's go. So, right now we have three shitas as to what was exactly, I'm on the board, exactly how the tzitz look. The Kesef Mishnah, commenting on that Rambam, Kesef Mishnah writes, in Perak Tes Halacha Aleph, Ketzah, and Maisa Tzitz, but Perak Maisha Yotzev, Isinam, Perak Hamadasukha, El Hashem Kosu Yud Hei Mulmala, Vikodesh Lamed Mulmata. The way the Kesef Mishnah said, Rabbeinu Kosu Kigirsa, Perak Bama Isha. And this may explain our problem with the Masoras HaShas also. Apparently there are a few different girsas here. That's exactly what was said. Because our Gemara, the way we have it, okay, the Gemara in Shabbos and in Sukkah says the same thing. Right? The way the Kesef Mishnah is quoting it, it's a steer in Sukkahs. Our Gemara has Rashi's way here in Sukkah, but the reading of the Gemara there in Shabbos has more like the Rambam. But that's what's in the brackets here. These plus signs are bracketed off. Bisfarenu kosov bein b'shabes bein b'suk yud helamad b'kodesh lamad mato. We have Rashi's way in both sugyas. B'tzarach lomad ben arman ben lakesef mishnah on girsa acheres. Because you could ask, one second, the Gemara itself says, how do you have a machlokas? Okay, you look back in the language of the Gemara itself, what we started with, it says, the third wide line, okay, yud, second wide line at the end, Chosav Beishit im Yudhei, the Shem Hashem Milmala, Bekodesh Lamed Milmata. That's exactly Kodesh Lamed. It puts the Kodesh. How could the Rambam say against the Gemara? So apparently the Rambam had another gear, so at least in the Gemara and Shabbos. That's a Steven Sugya. See, Pasma like the Gemara and Shabbos. Okay, that's what the case of Mishnah seemed to say also. But Lachain Nira come out Borosh, I'm sorry, yeah. So they had a gear sacheris, paragmamation. I forgot the poet. Okay, so that's the point. The case of Mishnah, this we're just trying to figure out. How can the Rambam say differently than Gemara? To say like this, Rashi and Tosus both work into the Gemara. Because according to both Rashi and Tosus, the Shem Hashem is at the top, the Kodesh Lid is at the bottom. Well, the question is it directly underneath or it's removed? It's earlier in the line. Okay, but the words of the Gemara work out fine according to both Rashi and Tosus. But according to the Rambam, it doesn't. According to the Rambam, our Gemara, the Gemara says the Lid is at the bottom with the word Kodesh, after the word Kodesh. So where did the Rambam get from? So you're right, the Yerushalmi, when you said Pashtus is probably. That why should you think the lot would be different? Part of the same word, enochanami. But what Tosfos is saying is it was another girsa. About the Kesef Mishra, I'm saying it seems to be another girsa. Okay? Continues the Kesef Mishra, but I forgot the Poly Chosma Lezer Yosu Ani Misi Baromi, even Kosel Kodesh, Mashit Achas, even though Rabbi Lezer Yosu said I saw it in Rome, he passed him like the Tanakhama. Umasha Kosev, Kosev, Mashit Achas, Kosha, near the Hainam, the Omar, he couldn't, like I said before, Kesef Mishra, he couldn't disregard Rabbi Lezer Yosu. And he received, I said what he saw. The Afrika of the Aloch of the Tanakama, Aloch of Tchila. Abu the Ebed, me Aloch of the Lazar Miosu, me Tam Zer, Kosov, Upe Omim, Kosov, Bishitachas. The Kevin, the Eid Rio, I'm Kesman just stressing. He was an Eid Rio, okay? I'm reading the Paya, he had to be. He didn't make it up, he had to be right, okay? Then the Kesman is Ed, the Kosov, Tosus, Besuka, Kodesh Lamed, Mamata, and also in Shabbos. Kodesh Lamed Mata Yesh Beforshim Lamata Mamish Zelam Amizevel Amistaber Shein Zechider Kuyoso El Yesh Lefar Zeh Shalom Keneged Zeh Kodesh Lamed Betchilu Shitach Tonav Hashem Bissol Shital Yom. That's the way Tosfos says it. Okay, so far so good. Now comes the Torah Tamima and further gums up this Girsa issue. Okay, the Torah Tamima is on the pasuk there in Shmos Parakovchas. Okay, the pasuk by the Tzitz. But it says as follows: Os Yud Zayin, Pirsha Tosus B'Shem Ratam. That's in Shabbos. Says Ratam. Shakosim Yud Hei B'Sof Shidu B'Shonu B'Kodesh Lamed B'Tzkul Shidu Shneir. The Hashta Nikur Yofer. Ad Kanal Shalom. Now he doesn't like this. I'm not sure why, but he doesn't like it. V'Lo Avin. Eich Chavu B'Chaygam Nakriya Yofer. Achar Yitzarch Likros M'Mata L'Malo. It's still not completely smooth reading. You're still going up. That's not how you read. You normally read straight. Okay, or you read from line one to line two, you read down. Okay, it's still unusual reading. Okay, I don't think this is such a bomb kasha, but the Torah is, I don't understand it, because if you're basing it, as Tosfos seems, you're basing it on the smooth reading, so this isn't quite smooth reading. You have to go up, it's a little unusual. Right, so that's what the Torah says. I'm not sure it's a law of in. Okay, eich, habu, hai, gabi, ku, yafa, tzor, lukos, matama. Lachay nira kama bor beinai shato sofer b'divrayim b'tzarach lama lahefech shakosav yud hey b'tchila shita shnia b'kodesh lamed b'sof shita rishona ulefi zeh b'emez ol ha'kriya yofet kesidra. Okay, he has in effect a fourth shita, okay, which is what? The Shem Hashem is here at the beginning of the line and Kodesh Le is over here. Okay, right, that's another shita, that's at a Torah Tamima. Thinks, and he thinks that's what Tosfos is correct Girsa should be. Whether it's with a Tav or the Re, whatever it is, he thinks that's the correct Girsa. Because this way, it's read, because you do start reading on line one before you read line two, ordinarily. That's his point, right? When you read something, you always read line one before line two. But, because at the end of the line, at the beginning, it's not above the Shem Hashem. That's the idea. Yeah.
I thought maybe he was saying that. Since he said you're reading Matalala, right? So
yeah.
That when he says Shita Shnia, he really means the top line.
Shita Shnia means the top line. Well, let's see that.
Because you're reading bottom up, so Shita Rishona is the bottom line.
The code is Lama Tchila Shita Shnia. So then what? There'll be.
So
like this, it would be Kodesh
Hashem Baru.
Kodesh direction, where would Hashem be to begin like this?
Yeah, first Hashem would be back, left and Hashem would be back. Oh, yeah? That really makes sense. Because why would you be reading?
I don't know how that reads well. I didn't read it that way.
Right, we're saying that Rishon and Shina always, Rishon always means top. Because
we see how Rishon is going to say
that. Rishon would explain, like, Shnia as being top and Rishon as being top.
Right. That, but they're going to, they come out like I have over here.
Right.
So I don't, you want to say he meant it that way also. Okay, I don't know.
You're right.
I didn't think that was yet.
According to the
ritual,
doesn't
like,
this is even a question.
According to the ritual. Reading, yeah. You don't have to tell me who cares. No, he's explaining the sheet of Tosis. But he's saying that Tosis emphasizes the reading. The ritual dismisses that. They're not going to dismiss that. But Tosis builds a sheet on that. Okay, so therefore, he says, if reading, then it's got to be a good reading. This is a backwards reading. Read line one before line two. So therefore, he switches it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand. Like, how do they view seats differently?
What do you mean? Oh, why do they say? I mean, you can't argue what the svara. You can't argue that the other rishonim are going to say no, it is meant to be read because it isn't. It's not. But I guess since the Torah tells you write kodesh Hashem means write in a normal way that people read things. I guess you're right. It's not meant to be read. It's not. I guess that's what I have to learn, right? Because you write something the way it's normally written.
It's a different purpose.
I don't think so. I don't think I hear what you're asking. I don't think there's a machlokas. I don't think they argue about that. I think they argue about, do we care? Okay. In other words, look, the pashtus is the most sense would be, you know, kodesh. If you're gonna have two, two lines altogether, which seems to be the tradition, leaving out for the riosi. So we have kodesh lot at first and Hashem underneath. Or actually, most. If anybody told me anything before I learned this. I mean, I would have said this, no? I mean, that's the pashas, right? But there are other factors which take over, namely that the Shem Hashem shouldn't be underneath it. In other words, when you write something, you write normally how you read. That's how you write things. So nobody says this because we want to be, because now there's another factor that takes over, namely the Shem Hashem has to be higher up. Now, so basically the machlokes boils down to, do we still care that it should be read somewhat normally or not? According to Rashi, I don't know, because it's the way they're up on there. And according to Tosis, well, we still try to make it as much as possible something that's readable. Okay? Now, and then the Torah Tumim says, We can forget about the next part. I shouldn't print it. But you hear what he's saying? In other words, he's saying, no one is accusing Reb Elazar of being a liar, but we don't find that his argument won the day in the Gemara. Right? We don't say, oh, that's what you saw, forget it. I withdraw my opinion. We don't see that. So apparently they say, yes, apparently sometimes it was written like that. It's Mikret, happened to me, and that was the one you saw. Okay. Now, Rabbeinu Bachya, on that Pasuk in Tetzav, it's most parakofkas, Pasuk Lamabor, Vosisa Tzitzov Tor, look at 20. Okay. Kaf Chayamaisa Tzitz, this was the way the Tzitz was. Osa Tashel Zov, Rochav Shtei Etzbos, Umaki Vosa Ozen, Kosa of Shnei Shitim, Kodesh Hashem, Kodesh Amata, La Hashem Milmala. Okay, that's how he also is like Rabbi Levi and the Rambam, Rabbi Nebach himself. Bahaya Osus Boltos, the letters stuck out. Okay, and that's what the end of the Torah Tumim is called. It's called Chaktochas, the way it had to stick out. Enough for us now. Okay, Bahaya Nakush Nekatzosav, there was like a hole inside, a thread of tchelos was put through, a tie in the back, and so on. Keeping that's Rabbi Nebach. So Rabbi Nebach agrees with the Rambam. Kodesh lid, Kodesh on the bottom, and La Hashem on top. Good. Upirish HaRaivid Zal. He quotes a Raivid. I don't know where the Raivid is, but Rabbi had that tradition. Kodesh Lamed Milmata Besof Shita Rishona. Ulechach Kor Lamata of Yishu Besof. And Hashem Lamala Barosh Shita Shnia. Okay? Barosh Shita Shnia. What's my place? This one, yeah. The Karlamala Mufishu al Arosh Hama Ayin. Okay, the sum of law. Okay, I think that that would have been a bachas and arrived at this, what the Torah Tzimut says. Okay, that what? Okay, kodesh lamed no mata at the end of the top line. Okay, yeah. So it's not actually Rishon and Shnei that they argue about it. It's Mamala Lamata. Eitan, I think. No?
Lamata means the end of the line.
He says it's called Lamata because of the end, of Yishuv Sof. And Hey La Hashem Lamala Barosh Shita Shnei, okay, the beginning, and the Kara Lamala Yishuv Arosh, Arosh, you know, when you the beginning of what you first see. Okay? Yimzahi Hashem Barosh Shita Vinikur Gesena Kodesh Hashem. That's what the Torah Tzimut. What the Torah Tzimut says, if I understand it correctly, what the Torah Tzimut says is a sheet of Tosis, it was a Tosofa. Okay? I don't know about that, but this is definitely what Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in the Rabbah. Okay? Rabbeinu Bachai, there in his parish of Chodesh, in the Rabbah, right? So, and the Rashba in Shabbos, source 21, Rashba in Shabbos, and that's Sugya Samachim obeys. Yudhim of Malakosh, Yesh Beforshim, Shekosev Kodesh, Libeshita, Shneeb, Roshita, Vishem of Malakosh, Vishon of Kazer. Okay, well, we don't have the Kazer, right? But I think that that's the Tosus. Okay, again, Kodesh Liv on the second line, and Vishem is up above on the end of the first line. Ve'eno Nira, I don't like it, says the Rashba, She'ein Derek Sivo Kriyaka, Avarbenu Tam, Zal Pirish Shame Milmala Barosh Shita Shnia, okay. The Kodesh Lomamata Besof Shita Rishona Kazeh. Reisha Adam Pogia Tchila Barosh Shita Shnia Karla Mala Olamala Bakom Zeh. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but I think he's also saying like Rabbeinu Bachem, right? And is he right? And I think he's saying that the same thing, that Kodesh Le is Momata, Lomata meaning
at
the end, the end of the line, and I showed the beginning. So I think that's also the shita of the Rashba. What's interesting is that the Rashba has this b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, the Tosus in Shabbos that we've printed on the page of Daf Samach Gimel has Rabbeinu Tam saying over here, like the again, the Tosus in Sukkah and the Tosus in Shabbos say the same thing. Okay, but the Tosin Sukkah doesn't quote any Bala Memra, and the Tosin Shabbos is quotes the name of the Tam, and we saw the Rashba quote the Ritvara quote the name of the Ri. Okay, so now there's perhaps a little bit of the difference. What is the Shita in the Tam? What was actually the Shita in the Tam? The Ran in the Chidusha Ran Shabbos Samgimel Beis 22 says Yud Hei Lamala Bekodesh Lamata Lamata. The Rashi's on the far drum Kipshatan Velo Nehirin. Don't read it that way. Okay, that's again Tosis. The Kodesh Lamed Roshi Shnia. By Nikra Kodesh Hashem Balachson. Read it on an angle. Alachson's an angle. We call Mokom Hashem Yalav. But Dailo Hilu B'Takonoson. Shein Der Kriya B'Kach. That's how you read. Ella Hayakosev Yud Kei B'Tchila Shita Shnia. The Kodesh Lamed B'Sof Shita Rishona. V'Chai Gav Nikra Kuchoso. The cave on the Adam Pogia Tchila Barosh Shita Shnia Karl Mil Mala. The Kanami Kod Hashem Baruch Yishuv Barosh Shita Shnia Barosh Shita. But Yerushalmi Mucho Kedivei Rashi. Again, he has Yerushalmi like Rashi. Okay, namely that watch of Hayadolam Kemelach Hayishuv Agavi Katadri Shalom. Afa Pishin Dav Kuvicha. Why is it so short? Tzichli Yosnak. It doesn't have to be read. Okay. But anyway, so the Ran also, which Ran also has it. Okay, so basically it comes out, because we're analyzing it all correctly, four different opinions, actually five, because you have to include Rabbi Elazar Yossi, who said it was written on one line to start with, Kodesh Hashem. Okay, but four different sheets of exactly how the name of Hashem is written.
Well, these sheets aren't
going to
be
Shami,
that it's like
Hashem
sitting on.
Yeah, I think they all work.
Well, the fourth sheet does work like that, yes.
That's true. And that's why the Ran says, the Ran presents the Yishalmi is different.
Right.
Okay? If you look in, now, Rabbeinu Tam, we know Rabbeinu Tam quoted the Tosu, but there's also a work by Rabbeinu Tam called the Sefer HaYoshar Rabbeinu Tam. Even though the name sounds like it's perhaps a Musa Sefer, there are actually two parts of Sefer Yosha Rabbeinu Tam, the Chilek HaChidushim and the Chilek HaChuvas, the Chuvas of Rabbeinu Tam there. In the Chilek HaChidushim, Simon Shin Tzadi Gimel, which I have here in Source 23, from Parakam Vesuk, Har Gemara. Since Doma can be Tasha Zohar, Rachel Chetz, was a Kazu Shay Shidim, Yud Hei Lamala Kodesh Olata, Pirish, Mori, whatever, Yud Hei Lamala Baruch Shita Shnia, the beginning of the second line, okay, the Kodesh Lea Lamatim Sof Shidim Shnia Shal Yona, Ulechach Kor Yukim Lamala, Mishum Shek Kishir Roa, Adama Titz, Oz Pogea, Tchil Baruch Shita Shnia, that's where you always go, it's the second line. The Loshon Ma, Loshon Panim, Vagdama, Kamo Ma'alo, okay, so that's like the Rashba quotes it. Okay, that Rabbeinu Tam, his own work in the Sefer Yosher, does imply that way. The Tosa Rosh by us in Sukkah, I put it in as old as summarized the Shitas here in Sukkah Daf Hamad. Yud Hei Lomala Kodesh Lamed Mamata Zet Tachazev Lo Mistaber. Right, he doesn't like Rashi. Not Mistaber. The Ainz Daf Yoso and Lanira Lefarish Kodesh Lamed Chil Shita Tachdona. Hashem b'sof shita yona, v'yiner kabal atzom k'akwir, oh, ina v'kodesh l'alamin b'sof shita yona, v'Hashem b'chil shita atona, v'kor zi yud kei mamal, kem shim t'chilis k'yosu v'lamal atzad yon. The Rosh doesn't tell us what he prefers. He says, but he prefers three or four. Either three or four. Right? Either Tosa's way or Rabbeinu Bachya, and then the Rabbi, the Rosh Bala, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran, and so on. And just to finish up, there was some of the courses, the Chassam Sofer has a parish on the Chumash called Torah's Moshe. It's not on the computer, but I found it somewhere else. It's in. On that Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perakop Ches, Pasuk Lam and Vav, he tries to make the two Rabbeinu Tams match. Okay, according to, on the board, according to the Ritva, according to what's printed on the pen, according to what's printed on the page, in Tosin Shabbos Sam Gimel, Rabbeinu Tam holds this diagram over here, right? Kodesh lived at the end, the beginning of the second line, Hashem at the end of the first line, and according to the top in the Sefer Yosha, and as quoted by the Rashba, okay, it's not like that. Kodesh lived at the end of the first line, Hashem is the beginning of the second line, right? So some sort of a very interesting possible way to solve the problem. Let's look at it together. Pituchei chosam kodesh Hashem. Rabbeinu Tam betosa Shabbos beparapa me isha da sam gimel chokuk. Kodesh Lamed Veshita Shnia B'Tchilasa. Like we have on the board. Hashem Besov Shita Vishonah V'Nikra Kodesh Lamed. Barash Bo Maybe Hashem Rabbeinu Tam. And again, he may not have had access to the Sefer Yosher, but we saw it in the Sefer Yosher too. The Hefech. The Kodesh Lamed HaKadosh Lamata Hanem Besov Shita Vishonah Hashem Nomala Hanem B'Tchilas Shur Shia. Okay, that's what Nomala Lamata mean. Right? Shekach Nikra Heke. So he wants to say they're both right. How could it be? So listen, it's a clever approach. Yesh Lomar, the Tarvayu is no bay. The Akos of Omar, Michtav Pituchei Chosam. That's the Ramadan, that's Pituchei Chosam. These were engraved, okay, when you engrave something. So when you engrave it, he says, Yesh Lomar, the Allah Chosam, when you have like a printing thing, okay, like a, so you have to, and you want to print, you have to do it backwards, right? You have to, it's a mirror image, so to speak. So you have to be chokek it, you have to carve it out one way, then you're going to put in the ink or whatever, you're going to stamp it over, and then it'll come out the reverse. Right? So that's what some Sofer says, it makes the two sheets of the time match. Right? Yeshama dalachosom hayakosom kodesh lamed chila shita shnia, Hashem is of shita rishon. Aval kishahafa hachosom, you turn the imprint, what do you call it, imprinting, what do you call that? There's a name for those blocks when you print something, I forgot the name. I don't know, nobody prints like that anymore. But and newspapers used to print like that. They used to have, you know, these blocks. And so when you flip plates, yeah, plates, right. So when you flip the plates, I think that's a technical term. So when you flip the plates, you show me Allah Khosa Khosa Khos Lama Khilashikashniya, okay? When you Allah Kasha Hafa Khachos and Vidoka Khachos Allah Tas against the flat board of it says, Bob Hefa, Khosh Lama Sophia Vishon, Hashem Khilashikashniya. Okay, interesting. So, I just thought that was a...
Does that even work?
Yes, it doesn't, because it seemed to be...
The letters.
I know, you have to rotate it. So I don't know how to... It was a great shot, except when I actually wrote it down myself and then tried to flip it, it didn't quite work. I don't know. I don't know how the plates were done, exactly. But because you would have had to write the name backwards, right? It wasn't just you got to write all the letters backwards. Yeah. So I don't know. What do they do when people take a selfie, right? It's reverse. No, he's just explaining the pasuk like that. The Torah Moshe is it's not just pshat, it's Jewish. It's some sort of Parish Komish. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Right, when you see a selfie, the person always has it, if he's wearing sometimes t-shirt, it comes up backwards, right? But it's not just backwards. Each letter is backwards. It's not just... I don't know. Okay. Interesting. But it also says something interesting at the end. It's a very interesting thing. He says, what did you find so close off in Rome? In Rome were the Kalim from the Bayis Sheni. Okay? So Sam Sofer says, maybe that'll help us resolve the problem. Maybe in the but again, we said it, but the Kesem Mishnah said it already. That the Rambam was bothered. That what do you mean? Well, the Rambam goes out of there to say, well, it's okay if you do it Kodesh Hashem on one line. In fact, they sometimes did it that way. So what was the Rambam fetching about? Because the Rambam also delivered hand eyewitness testimony. You can't just say, again, if you have a Kabbalah, it's all based on the Torah. Good, so I have a different tradition of my Rebbe, but he's saying he saw it. So Rambam says, yeah, sometimes they did that. So himself, I think, adds an interesting twist to that. Okay? Well, you like his, clever approach here or not, the end really, I think, is a twist. He says, in the Bayis Sheni, they did it that way. They did it all in one line. Because the Kedusha of the Bayis Sheni, we know the Bayis Sheni did not have the same Kedusha as the Bayis Rishon. Okay? And in the Bayis Sheni, they were not sufficiently Kadosh to just write or pronounce the Shem Hashem by itself. So therefore, you had to have at least one word before. You had to have Kodesh Hashem before. You couldn't just have, the Shem Hashem by itself, which it is according to all the shitas. No one around the Rambam has the lamed. But again, according to all these four shitas that we have here, the Shem Hashem exists by itself. So, Enoch Hanami, maybe in the Bayis Rishon, that's how they did it. But in the Bayis Sheni, there wasn't enough Kedusha. In fact, it's interesting, we say we can say after two times, Shema Yisrael Hashem, right? You can say Hashem Hashem after only two words, and Malachim have to say after three words, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. It's such a chazal, right? But to say the Hashem Hashem by itself, you have to, and even to write it on its own, not written with anything, that had to be on a certain madrig of Kedushas. So Sofer proposes, and a Hanam, the Rebbe Yossi saw, was the tzitz from the Bayis Sheni. And maybe the Bayis Sheni, even if they didn't always do it like that, they did it more frequently like that. So you put that together with the Rambam, and since it's kosher that way, really better is the Shem Hashem should stand on its own. Right? Shem Hashem by itself, it should stand on its own on the tzitz. But the Bayis Sheni, they weren't worthy of that, so therefore, they would write it all in one line, Kodesh Hashem. And therefore, the Rambam can paskin, or we can paskin this, whichever sheet that you want. But it's not on one line, it's on two separate lines. The Shem Hashem is on its own, whether it's on the first line or the second line, it's on its own. And that was it. But the Bayis Sheni says, Lo Yekadoshim Kol Kach, so therefore they had to mention another word. So that, I thought that was also interesting. Just to finish off, the Marsha, and it's a good segue or transition into the next, the Sugya which we'll do tomorrow, about the Shem Hashem. So again, the language in our Gemara, I glossed over it, before, because it's really the next shiur I want to give, and it says Yud Hey Mamala and so on. The Rasho says right away in the Chiddush HaGadol here in Sukkah, we're back in Sukkah, Hey Mamala, Shame Shel Dalav HaKosobo. Okay, it didn't mean Yud Hey. It doesn't mean just the Yud Hey, which is also Hey Hashem, right? Ko, it's also Yud Hey is also Hey Hashem. Okay, but that's not what the Gemara means. It means Shem Shel Dalav, the full four letter they call in English. The tetragrammaton, right? It's the four-letter name of God. That's the official name. Okay, the tetragrammaton. So it says, Shame shall bow her kosovo, well, not got hatana milsei, okay, but he didn't, a rakhatsi shame, but he didn't write it all out in the Gemara, just a chatsi shame. Well, divatos nicha de lo not got hatana shame shome barbosos, means to have a hoge, shem be osioso. Because it's not even proper to spell out the name of Hashem. It's such kedusha, no, I don't pronounce it, I don't spell it out. To also in ochel mabo, fine. Olufi hachi, shakoso atosos, the low amr hoga be osioso, el beshem shomem be, I'm sorry, el pirsha kuntris, excuse me. And we're going to come back to this. The low amr hoga be osioso, el beshem shomem be, there's a certain name of Hashem that has 42 letters, and that's what it is, hoga is Hashem be osioso, it's not a problem to say it, okay? Nonetheless, we come up and we sura namika. It's still usur. Just doesn't have, you know, that severe punishment. But he sura namika b'shem shel dalet. Kedamrinan le'alein. Again, I'll give you a preview of coming track. You saw it already. But the pasuk says in Parsha Shmos, when Hashem first introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu by the sneh, he says, by the burning bush, it says, Zeh shmi le'olam, zeh zichri le'dor dor. Right? Zeh shmi le'olam. The word olam is without a vav. So la'olam means to hide, la'alim, okay, can mean to hide, okay, that the name of Hashem should not be known, the full name of Hashem, the Shem of Forest, should not be known to people. It's meant to be hidden, okay, la'alim. We'll see tomorrow, if I printed this in the Marmakoma, so we'll look at it tomorrow, but, you know, it appears in more in Kiddushin, I think I just printed a Marshal from the Kiddushin, Sugin Kiddushin says that even in the Beis HaMikdash, not every Kohen knew how to pronounce the name of Hashem, and it would use a backup name. In fact, the Gemara implies that they used to sing so that people wouldn't hear the Shem Hashem. And maybe that's the mocker for minig that we have. We sing by Dukhren, you know, on Yom Yontif. We can't get up, so we Dukhren, and they sing. Now, we don't exactly sing by the Shem Hashem. We sing before the last word, and you can say that the tefillah then for the dreams and whatever else. But I mean, maybe a mocker for singing in Birkas Kohanim is that they would try to drown out that people shouldn't hear the name of Hashem. But anyway, that's la'alem tzi. V'tama in she'enzeh kavod Hashem she kodesh lamed kosel kodesh Hashem b'shita achas. It's not b'kavodik to have the words kodesh Hashem written before the Shem Hashem. Okay? Leaving out the chsam sofer, let's talk about the bayis rishon, right? U'lahakdim Hashem kodesh b'kodesh Hashem v'enzeh dekuyoso. And to put the Shem Hashem first on the same line, then that looks ridiculous. Hashem kodesh le. Aber kodesh lam betchila shita akratona, Hashem besof shita yona, have a shapir derech kuyoso, kemosha kosu atosus, okay, and that's what the Rasha is, he sold is, why take it, don't we do it like, that's what the Chassam Sofer say. Chassam Sofer said that the Bayis Sheni, they weren't, it wasn't kodesh enough to have the Shem Hashem by itself. So they write kodesh Hashem. But the Marshals wanted, why did they just do that all the time? I mean, that's what it says in the Torah. What are you patching two lines at the beginning? Just read straight before. Read straight, word on one line. I mean, who needs all this, you know, all these different shitas? You have to bend over backwards to figure out. You don't want something before the Shema, and on the top of the Shema, it still has to read normally. Just write it normal, Kodesh Hashem. So apparently, the Tosafot of Marshal says it's not considered covered for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That something should come before the Shem Hashem. So then Marsha asks, but what are you talking about? He says, and then I mentioned before, he says, the Ein Lahak shows, the Bekama Mekomos B'Tor Shmatim in Dvar Machem, with Nashem B'Shita Achas. You look in the Chumash, open up almost anywhere, and there'll be a line there where something appears before the name Hashem. Vaydaber Hashem Shalimor. So the word Vaydaber comes first. And I have a particular pasuk where by the very end of the previous line, Shem is the beginning of the next line. Five, there's plenty of places where it's not like that. And plenty of places, you have other words before the Shem Hashem. So what's going on? Okay? You just told me the reason we have to correct through all these funny ways to write it is we don't want to just write Kodesh Hashem. Maybe the Bayis Sheni did that way because of lack of Kedusha. Fine. If you want to accept the Chassam Sofer, but ordinarily, or lechatchila, they didn't want to do it that way. Why not? So nothing should be before the Shem Hashem. What's the problem? That's how you write it. We were told to write Kodesh Hashem. It's in the Sefer Torah like that. It's in Tefillin like that. Things appear before. It's in the Mezuzah like that. Things appear before the Shem Hashem. Okay? So he says, Kvar Omer Sech Zedayim, Sheishiva Purushim, okay, okay. Lamin Haglia Shekosin Amoshal Mamav is Hashem Al Matos. Shenemar, Omer Paro Mi Hashem Asher, etc. The Hossam came to the Yesh B'Torah Sipur Dvarim. Okay, in other words, you can put something in which is almost like derogatory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? When Paro says, Mi Hashem Asher Shmo Kolo, is that covered for Hashem to have such a pasuk in the Torah? Well, who is Hashem? Why should I listen to him? Evidently, it's okay. Why? Because what we're doing is what in that pasuk? You're quoting what Paro said. We're not endorsing it. We're quoting what Paro said, right? He says, the Tosam came of the Yesh B'Torah, Sipur Dvarim. Lifna Hashem, Ula Akrav, there's something before us, something after us. Then, Ain Lochosh Bikdima. Ubalamal, don't have to worry about what's on top, what's on the bottom. Okay? You have to open up a pair of tzon or a mezuzah or a Sefer Torah. You see lots of things. They're before the Shem Hashem, they're above the Shem Hashem. Right? You take an average column, especially in the Sefer Torah where the columns are pretty close, where the lines of the columns are pretty close together. There can be something direct. We made a big fuss. Oh, nothing should be above the Shem Hashem. Open up a Sefer Torah. Happens all the time. Right? So what's the concern here suddenly? Okay? That's what the Marshal is bothered by. So he says, no, it's not the same, because there, it's a story. It's explaining something. Vein lochosh b'ktima b'mal. You don't have to worry about what came first, what's above. Masher keno ken hocho b'tzitz. There's no story on the tzitz. There's no narration. The lo ksiv barak teva achas v'hashem. There's one word in the name of Hashem. It's not relating something. There's one word in the Shem Hashem. So therefore then, yesh lochosh b'ktima sateva lifnei Hashem. There we do have to be concerned. In a Sefer Torah, it's in the middle. It's like quoting, Mi Hashem Hashem Shema Kol. Oh, it's disrespectful to Hashem. You're right, it was disrespectful. We're reporting what Paro said. Okay? In a Sefer Torah, you have many times something appears before the Shem Hashem, something appears on top of the Shem Hashem. So, no problem, because it's all part of a story, it's one continuum. However, here, all you have on the tzitz is the Shem Hashem and one other word. So then, Yesh Lachosh B'Ktimas HaTevel, if not Hashem. So then you have to do it in such a way that it can be read. Again, we said others argued that. Be read, but you know, it can be read a little bit unusually, but as long as it flows, then it's something to be read. But that's not the purpose. It's not, you're not trying to relate anything. The whole purpose is to highlight the Shem Hashem, Kodesh Hashem. Okay? So anyway, that's the Marsha. I think it's important just to keep perspective on what the Gemara is saying here. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Finish up that sugya. So interesting, four different interpretations.